I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Labor Day is traditionally the end of summer, and as far as Wall Street is concerned, it's a good thing. Between Memorial Day and Labor Day, the Dow rose just 72 points. That's about 0.7%. Not exactly a bull market. With us now to talk about Wall Street's sluggish summer is Marketplace's Matthew Algio. Matthew, why so flat this summer on Wall Street?
Well, Alex, you know how nature abhors a vacuum. Wall Street abhors uncertainty. And there was a lot of uncertainty in the world this summer, from the situation in Iraq to oil prices to the presidential election. Analysts say that's made investors wary, and wary investors just don't buy as many stocks. That's not the only reason, though. I spoke with economist Mark Zandi at economy.com. He told me the economy as a whole has been sluggish, too, and that's had a big impact on Wall Street.
The economy clearly has downshifted from earlier in the year. And prospects are a little bit poorer than they were a few months ago.
And then there's the weather. An unusually wet spring in some parts of the country hurt retail sales. The hurricanes in Florida haven't helped. Bottom line, Wall Street's been in a holding pattern.
Is this normal for summer? How does the summer compare with other summers on Wall Street?
The fact of the matter is that summer is usually kind of slow on Wall Street anyway. Like the rest of us, a lot of traders like to take summer vacations. Fewer traders means fewer trades, and that tends to keep stock prices flat. Even when the market was booming in the late 90s, summers were usually pretty sluggish. For example, in 99, the Dow rose just 4.5% between Memorial Day and Labor Day. On the other hand, last summer was pretty strong. The Dow rose 9%.
Well, what about the outlook for fall? I mean, people keep saying we're in a recovery or the recovery's stalling. I mean, what do people think is going to happen?
Probably September won't be very good. Historically, that's the worst month of the year for stocks. That's when big institutional traders like to sell off a lot of stocks before the end of the financial quarter. Analysts, though, say things should begin to pick up as Election Day draws near. No matter who wins, Wall Street will just be glad to know which way the country's headed. It's also interesting to note that next month is the 75th anniversary of the 1929 stock market crash. Nobody expects anything like that to happen. And to keep things in perspective, when the market crashed in 1929, the Dow closed at 231. Right now it's at 10,260, so we're a very long way from 1929. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the different ways people deal with unemployment.
Thank you, Matthew. Matthew Algio of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and the show is produced by American Public Media.